Bava Kama, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, 9-6, and the Mishnah is continuing on the discussion of what one does if he swears falsely and wants to make restitution and get an atonement. So the basic principle of this Mishnah is straightforward, which is that one may not bring his Korban Asham, his Asham Gazelos, after swearing falsely, unless he returns a stolen object to the hands of the person from whom he stole it. But what that only is true if there is a pruta's worth of value that needs to be returned, and that pruta's worth of value has to be returned from the keren, meaning from the original value of what was stolen, and not that chomesh, that surcharge. The chomesh itself is not ma'akev. It's not essential. If one fails to give the chomesh, he's certainly not done his job right, but he is still able to bring the asham gazelos and work towards getting at least a partial atonement. So that's what the Mishnah's sentiment is. Here the Mishnah says inside in detail, nasan lo es ha-keren velo nasan lo es ha-chomesh. If the thief returns what was stolen, or the value of what was stolen, but doesn't give him the extra 25%, or if machalo ala keren, velo machalo ala chomesh, or if the victim forgave the thief, saying, don't worry about it, no need to return to me what you stole, but I do want that 25% for whatever reason. So then again, you haven't got any more of a keren liability and of the principal, and therefore again, you won't have this requirement to return it. And same goes for if machal lo al zeva al ze chutz mipachos meshava pruta bekeren. Or the third case is the victim forgives everything, both the original amount and the 25%, except he says, I just need one pruta, one penny's worth, or whatever is 2 pennies worth of value. I want that back. So if it's less than a pruta, again, there's no requirement to do anything more in terms of returning money or objects before bringing the asham. In all those cases, enotzarch lelech achrav, there's no need for the thief to go search out the victim and return it. So just to illustrate one kind of example, let's say, for example, the thief, steals a dollar from the victim, and now he has to return it. And let's say they assume, assuming a dollar is, 3.60 shekels, and they make that assumption, and he gives them 3.60 shekels, and then when they get home, the thief gets home, he looks on his computer and sees the exchange rate actually is, 3.62, so he shortchanged him a couple of agarot. Again, no need to go return those couple of agarot before he brings his asham. That's the kind of idea here. On the flip side, nasan lo es ha-chomesh v'lo nasan lo es ha-keren, if the thief gave the 25% surcharge but didn't give the principal amount, or machalo ala chomesh v'lo machalo ala keren, or if the victim said, forget about the extra 25% surcharge, just give me the principal amount, machalo al ze v'al ze chutz meshava pruta b'keren, or if the victim says, forget everything, forget what you stole from me and the surcharge, except for one pruta's worth that I want back, so then sarach lelech lachrav, the thief must get that last pruta's worth of value, whatever it is, into the hands of the victim before he's able to bring his asham gazelos.